Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking blue bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Nega is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author, along with Susan Nagin, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, available wherever books are sold. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Whiz bang. Whiz Bang Training is the website, right?
WhizBangTraining.com. Yep, WhizBangTraining.com.
There you go. And so check that out, folks. We're talking about buying stuff for retail, buying stuff for B2C businesses. And we were talking about the merchandise cycle. And in the last segment, Bob, you reminded us that when you buy stuff, it's okay to try it out. But the main thing you got to do is you got to watch it and see if customers vote with their money. If they don't, pretty soon, you got to start figuring out that you may have made a mistake, right?
Absolutely. You know, and for your listeners, I would also, you know, move that out into services. You know, so many people offer services that are irrelevant. You know, in your book, you talk about it. You talk about it, and you know, it's important that everybody keeps in mind that this is the age of speed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not willing to move quickly, you're in a world of hurt. You know, we use the analogy of an ocean liner. You know, in our retail world, you know, the big box stores and department stores, mm-hmm. and, you know, supermarket, the big stores, they're ocean liners. They have their own particular competitive advantage, size, you know, heft and that sort of thing. Don't try to be an ocean liner. You are a speedboat, a very small speedboat. Mm-hmm. You don't have the power, but you have the speed and the ability to change on a dime and to become something entirely different or try something the minute that you have the idea. And that's an important thing.
Well, then, and you've got to know. I hate to say it this way, but I think of Dirty Harry's Inspector Callahan's quote. You know, a man's got to know his limitations. And
right.
I don't mean limitations in a limiting way. I mean you have to know who your customers are. You have to know what your customers are capable of. You have to know what your own business is capable of, right? You have to know what your what your capital structure is, how much square footage you have. You know, you got to make sure that that's a big thing in retail, isn't it? Square footage. I mean, understanding
square footage is huge. Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk to us about that in the merchandise cycle.
Well, you know, so again, you know, so an interesting sort of a side story. So when the Mackinac Kite Company sort of morphed from a kite store to a full-line toy store, we had this long conversation about what are we going to sell now? Because if you have traffic, you can sell, I mean, the thing was, well, you can sell everything from popcorn to pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have traffic, you can sell to them. So what we encourage people to do is come up with this thing called a merchandising philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And the merchandising philosophy becomes the filter that you buy everything from. So, for instance, at the Mackinac Kite Company, our merchandising philosophy was colorful, quality, hands-on fun. And so, you know, that way when we put stuff into our store, it all sort of fits. So your square footage is a limiting factor in what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And your merchandising philosophy sort of, you know, keeps you from going crazy. And, you know, and so if somebody says, oh, you know, I like NASCAR. Let's put some NASCAR in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a friend up in Mackinac City, Michigan, who had an Alaska store. Well, her dad liked NASCAR, and people buy NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden she had an Alaska store with NASCAR, and it wasn't really an Alaska store anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you see what it's
how did it work out?
Confusing. Not well.
Yeah.
Not well.
Yeah. Well, one of the what you know, I will tell you this, and I just remembered this. This is something I learned a long time ago. That what you just said reminded me of this. One of the cardinal rules of the marketplace is when you confuse your customers. Never confuse your customers.
That's right. That is a good, and that's what that merchandising philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, that exercise. So when we work with clients, you know, it's really sort of, so what do you stand for? Who are you? And you know, whether you're a service business or you know, just really getting a sense of who you are and what you do well. And then really focus on being truly great, you know.
And what do you? And also, what do your customers expect of you? I mean, if you've ever noticed a restaurant being wildly successful in their little niche, their type of food, their neighborhood, the way they serve, the way the dining room looks, and then all of a sudden I've seen them try to go upscale a little bit.
Yeah.
And in a year, they're out of business. You know, they've been in business 20 years one way. They tried to change the way they did it and change their philosophy, and the customers didn't like it. And a year later, they were out of business. You got to be careful, don't you?
And the reason that they do that is because your customers like to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So once they feel good about you and comfortable with you, you have to be very, very careful about how you change that.
Be true to your merchandising philosophy and be rigid with your merchandising cycle. That's from Bob Dagan, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bob, good job. Come back soon.
I will, Jim, anytime you have me.
WhizBangTraining.com is the website. Whiz, W-H-I-Z. And Bob Dagan, and we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.